AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Wall Street ended a down week with more losses. The Dow lost more than 400 points. Investors are worried about the economy after a weaker-than-expected jobs report. In Michigan, President Biden says job growth continues to be strong.
Unemployment is down. Wages are up. Inflation is way down and continues to come down. I predict it's going to come down this month a little more. And just last year, we added 250 new energy jobs.
A softening of the job market is exactly what the Federal Reserve and Chair Jerome Powell have been trying to get in order to stifle high inflation. The Fed is expected to cut interest rates later this month. A judge in New York postponed Donald Trump's sentencing in his hush money case. The AP's Mike Hempen has the story.
Manhattan Judge Juan Merchan has delayed the sentencing until November 26th. 3 weeks after the presidential election. Sentencing had been scheduled for September 18th, 7 weeks before the election. The delay means the election will be decided without voters knowing if the Republican nominee is going to jail. Defense lawyers pushed for the delay, arguing that punishing the former president in the thick of his campaign would amount to election interference. Judge Merchan says he issued the delay so it won't affect the election. He's also weighing a defense request to overturn the verdict on immunity grounds. I'm Mike Hempen.
The 14-year-old suspect in a shooting that killed four people at a Georgia high school and his father, who was arrested for allowing his son to have a weapon, will stay in custody after their lawyers decided not to ask for bail. Witnesses tell the AP Israeli soldiers killed an American woman demonstrating against settlements in the West Bank. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre was asked about details.
When we have more information, we will share it, make it available, and as necessary, we'll act on it.
Aysenor Ezgi Aygi of Seattle was born in Turkey. This is AP News. A rare copy of the Constitution, signed and sent to states to ratify, will be auctioned off later this month in North Carolina.
The document was found inside a filing cabinet at a property once owned by a former North Carolina governor. The copy was made after the Congress under the Articles of Confederation approved the new Constitution in 1787. Secretary Charles Thompson signed two copies for each of the 13 states and sent them away. Only eight are known to exist. The copy is being sold September 28th, and it's the only known privately held copy. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
A suburban Detroit judge is no longer handling cases after a court official turned over recordings of her making anti-gay insults and referring to black people as lazy. Oakland County Probate Judge Kathleen Ryan was removed from her docket last month. The court's administrator says he blew the whistle on her, secretly recording their phone calls. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.